time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
FBI officials on Monday raided the Manhattan office of Michael Cohen, the longtime attorney of Donald Trump, seizing records related to a 2016 payment he made to adult film star Stormy Daniels, who claimed to have had a sexual encounter with Trump. The raid came as part of an investigation referred by the special counsel Robert Mueller to federal prosecutors in New York, according to Stephen Ryan, an attorney for Cohen. In the middle of a press opportunity with generals and John Bolton about what should be done about Syria and Assad's use of chemical weapons, Trump went off on the news that Cohen's office and home had been raided.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. I've wanted to keep it down. We've given, I believe, over a million pages worth of documents to the special counsel. They continue to just go forward, and here we are talking about Syria. We're talking about a lot of serious things with the greatest fighting force ever. And I have this witch hunt constantly going on for over 12 months now. And actually much more than that. You could say it was right after I won the nomination it started. And it's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for. So when I saw this and when I heard it like you did, I said, that is really now in a whole new level of unfairness. The Attorney General made a terrible mistake when he did this and when he recused himself, or he should have certainly let us know if he was going to recuse himself, and we would have put a different Attorney General in. So he made what I consider to be a very terrible mistake for the country. All I can say is, after looking for a long period of time, and even before the special counsel, because it really started just about from the time I won the nomination, and you look at what took place and what happened, and it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
Trump again floated the idea of firing Mueller.
No. No, I'm not. Why don't I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens. But I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what many people have said. You should fire him. Again, they found nothing. And in finding nothing, that's a big statement. If you know the person who's in charge of the investigation, you know all about that, Deputy Rosenstein, Rod Rosenstein. He wrote the letter, very critical, of Comey. One of the things I said, I fired Comey. Well, I turned out to do the right thing, because you look at all of the things that he's done and the lies, and you look at what's gone on at the FBI with the insurance policy and all of the things that happened. Turned out I did the right thing. But he signed, as you know, he also signed the FISA warrant. So Rod Rosenstein, who's in charge of this, signed a FISA warrant. And he also signed a letter that was essentially saying to fire James Comey. And he was right about that. He was absolutely right. So we'll see what happens. I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people. This is a pure and simple witch hunt.
The Washington Post reporting that Cohen is under investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is on Capitol Hill Tuesday, testifying before Congress for the first time. Lawmakers are demanding answers about how Cambridge Analytica, a British data firm hired by the Trump campaign, was able to improperly obtain data on upwards of 87 million Facebook users. Trump did meet with his top military advisors on Monday to decide what to do about Syria and its latest attack on its own people with what appears to be a nerve agent.
It was an atrocious attack. It was horrible. You don't see things like that, as bad as the news is around the world. You just don't see those images. We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else. And we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours. We are very concerned when a thing like that can happen. This is about humanity. We're talking about humanity, and it can't be allowed to happen. So we'll be looking at that barbaric act and studying what's going on. We're trying to get people in there. As you know, it's been surrounded, so it's very hard to get people in because not only has it been hit, it's been surrounded. And if they're innocent, why aren't they allowing people to go in and prove? Because, as you know, they're claiming they didn't make the attack. So if it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we'll figure it out and we'll know the answers quite soon. So we're looking at that very, very strongly and very seriously.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener financed, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.